In December, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin proposed nearly $500 million in funds to support the state's early child care system. These funds aim to replace pandemic-era federal dollars that are about to dry up, while also addressing concerns from parents and child care providers. I spoke with Callie Smith, Executive Director of the Highland Children's House, the only child care option here in Highland, for her take on the proposal of this new bill. Smith said that the first thing she would do with support of this nature is to increase the rate of pay for child care workers in her facility.
Our biggest need right now would be staff, and staff that is able to do training and put the time in for professional development.
The $448 million is scheduled to be part of Youngkin's biennial budget, which the state legislature will have to come to an agreement on by the end of the 2024 session. With this, there is hope to expand several of the state's existing child care programs, including facilities like the Highland Children's House.
Our mission is to support working families through providing quality child care. And we do that by providing affordable care in a home-like setting. So everything we do, the environment is prepared for the children.
This commitment from the state would give her teachers the ability to make a living wage locally.
I'm looking forward to seeing exactly what funding we will receive through this bill, but we never do know.
And until the full bill language is ready for review, Smith will continue to be creative by seeking ongoing support from the local community.
Our rates are very much under the market rate. We are committed to supporting working families, and the only way we can do that is with direct public support.
This story will continue to develop as state bills go through layers of review. For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Britt Chambers.